The gospel lesson today is from the Gospel of Luke, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 17th verse. It is the story that Heather Reel shared with the children just moments ago. I will read from verse 17 through verse 31. I've added a few verses through verse 31. And I invite you to hear the word of God. Jesus came down with the disciples and stood on a level place with a great crowd of all his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear Jesus and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch Jesus, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also, and from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask them for them again. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." This is the word of the Lord. Tradition calls it the Sermon on the Plain. This teaching from Jesus here in Luke, Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place, the Sermon on the Plain. And as you read the Sermon on the Plain, beyond where I stopped this morning, you come upon love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and do not judge and you will not be judged, do not condemn and you will not be condemned, forgive and you will be forgiven, give and it will be given to you. As you heard, it all starts with the blessings and the woes. Jesus stood on a level place, surrounded by a great crowd of his disciples and a great crowd, a multitude of people, and began to teach with these blessings and woes. Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are hungry now. Blessed are you who weep now. Blessed are you when people hate on account of me. Woe to you who are rich. Woe to you who are full. Woe to you who are laughing. Woe to you when all speak well of you. Jesus starts with blessings and woes, and then goes on to love your enemies, turn the other cheek, give to anyone who begs, do to others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus and the plain sense of the Sermon on the Plain. In the first few weeks after I was ordained as a minister of word and sacrament, a retired pastor in the Presbytery in South Jersey named Ed Schulk came to visit me. And in that conversation of welcome, he gave me plenty of advice, most of which turned out to be very helpful over the years. And one thing he suggested to me was to make sure that I understand the church budget and the monthly financials better than the church treasurer. Didn't take me long to live into his advice. The church budget in the late 1980s was well under $75,000. There was very little in the line item for what we call around here at Nassau Church mission and outreach. And I mean very little. And I observed early on that the members of the session sort of just took the church treasurer at his word and didn't pay much attention. Of course, his word was that the church was barely getting by. One afternoon prior to a session meeting, I went back and read 10 years of annual financial reports. And I noticed that the balance in the operating fund had grown every year, even after a year of paying me as a full-time pastor. And as I prepared to take to session my rationale for increasing the congregation's mission giving, I knew those financials front and back. I even graphed the increasing balance of the operating fund with a pencil on graph paper. The treasurer was not a member of the session. The trustees were a separate board as well, and he reported to them monthly. And so I invited him to come to the session meeting and told him we would be discussing the mission budget, or lack of it. And that night, I shared my research with the 9 members of the session, including copies of the carefully prepared graph showing the increased balance. Mind you, I was 25 years old. And all of the elders were older than my parents at the time. The discussion was not tense. It wasn't an argument. But at one point, the treasurer said to me and to the rest of the session that the Bible says charity begins at home. I hope you know that's not in the Bible. I thought that might get a little response. It is not a verse in the Bible. I hope I responded pastorally, but I don't really remember. And as Pope Francis reiterated this week, a position he has offered in the past, charity isn't just a series of concentric circles extending from the individual to the family, friends, and fellow citizens, and ultimately the world, but it is centered on human dignity with a special concern for the poorest. Or as Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." No conditional clauses when it comes to the plain sense of the Sermon on the Mount, of the Sermon on the Plain. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place, and he started with blessings and woes. We all know that in the Beatitudes of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, there are no woes. Comparing and contrasting the Sermon on the Plain in Luke with the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew is more than just content, however. In Matthew, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. He sat down and began to speak. Matthew's Jesus is the teacher, the rabbi, the one who embodies the tradition of Moses and Mount Sinai and the law. And there is a sense in which Jesus went up the mountain as Moses went up Mount Sinai. And instead of 2 tablets with the 10 commandments, Jesus offers to the disciples and the crowd listening his list of blessings, and then a whole lot more. The Beatitudes from above, from on high, from the great teacher, like a burning bush and a voice calling, pillar of fire by night, cloud by day, a theophany, a divine appearance there on the Mount of Beatitudes. According to Matthew, after Jesus calls the disciples, after he goes throughout Galilee proclaiming good news and healing the sick, and with the great crowds now following him, Jesus goes up the mountain and begins to teach, and he says, "Blessed, blessed, blessed." It's different in Luke when it comes to the gospel from a level place. Very different. In Luke, Jesus had gone out and up the mountain to pray the night before. And he prayed all night long. And the next day, he calls his disciples, choosing the 12 of them. And it was then that he came down with them and stood on a level place. And as you heard and read, Jesus was surrounded by a great crowd of disciples and multitudes from all around. They had come to hear him and to be healed by their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch Jesus, for power came out of him and healed all of them. There among the press of humanity, near and far, Jesus looks over to the disciples and says, "Blessed, blessed, blessed, and woe Woe. Woe. Not up on the mountain, not from on high, not like tablets of stone, but there, smack in the middle of the crowd on a level place. Right there among the rich and the poor, among the hungry and the full, with the weepers and the laughers, surrounded by some who were hated and others who were praised, Jesus came down and stood among them. He stood on a level place, surrounded by the disciples and a crowd from all around. Jesus stood on a level place, surrounded by everyone then and ever since. Jesus looks at his disciples and offers the gospel from a level place. The plain sense of the gospel from a level place. Jesus teaches the gospel fully immersed in all that is human. A plain sense from Jesus, surrounded by the extremes of our experience, rich and poor, hungry and full, sorrow and joy, hatred and praise. Here, so early in the Gospel of Luke, listeners of Jesus and John the Baptist before him have already heard him proclaim the kingdom, that every valley shall be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low, the crooked shall be made straight, the rough places smooth, all salvation seeing, all the flesh seeing the salvation of God, the kingdom come, the reign of God, good news to the poor, release to the captives, the blind seeing, the oppressed going free, the year of the Lord's favor. And surrounded by everything that it means to be human in the world, it is as if Jesus turns to his disciples and says, "This isn't it." He stood there up to his eyeballs in the human condition, surrounded by rich and poor, hungry. He saw the joy and the sorrow, the hatred and the praise. He looked over to his disciples, and with those blessings and woes, he was saying, "Yeah, all this suffering, isn't it? Blessings and woes." One really can't avoid that for many of us, it's more the woes that apply. But maybe with Jesus' rhetorical flair, it is more than promise and threat. Jesus trying to communicate how the ways of the world will be so turned upside down when the simplest parts of the gospel prevail. And the level-headed faithful let their light shine. How the first will be last and the last first. How the valleys will be lifted and the mountains made low. Blessings and woes. It is a way for Jesus to proclaim that the kingdom of God is something other than getting all the praise with some, while some are so hated. The kingdom of God is something other than dancing with joy as others live, like the psalmist describes, "My tears have been my food day and night." In the reign of God, you can't have it where some are so rich and others are so poor. Jesus looked at the disciples and the crowds and the multitude in the world and said, "This isn't it." To those who listen, those that have ears to hear, that see, that look around and yearn to live the level-headed, plain sense of the gospel, Jesus says, "Turn the other cheek. Give to anyone who begs. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Give, do good, be merciful, forgive. Don't be judgy, don't condemn, love." So when we find ourselves confronted, surrounded up to our eyeballs in something other than the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, when we know this isn't it, then as the followers of Jesus, there ought to be a certain plain sense of the gospel that kicks in, that takes over, that guides, that inspires, that defines who we are. My father-in-law, Hank Cook, lived at Stonebridge the last years of his life. And one afternoon, a few weeks before he died, he and my wife, Kathy, were remembering Friday night pizza in the cookhouse from their favorite pizza shop. Apparently, up in Millburn, New Jersey, there were two pizza shops side by side owned by Feuding Brothers. And in the clouds of his faded memory, Hank knew the name of the Cook family favorite pizza shop. It wasn't an every Friday thing. My father-in-law was much too frugal for that. Kathy said it was more like once a month. Kathy, her older brother, her younger sister, and her two parents, five eaters, one pie. That didn't sound like enough pizza for five people to me. And so I said, "Hank, did you ever consider getting two pizzas?" And he looked at me rather incredulously, shook his head and said, "Dave, Dave, Dave." That's sort of how I hear the blessings and woes from Jesus, from his sermon from the level place of our humanity. Jesus looking around at the timeless tableau of humanity and then turning to the disciples, to the church, to you and to me, saying all our names at once, Dave, Dave, Dave. This isn't it. His call, his invitation, his plea to you and to me for this time and place is to lean into the plain sense of the gospel. As I said in a sermon a few weeks ago, in the most challenging of seasons, the simplest parts of the gospel become all the more compelling. In the most challenging of seasons, the simplest parts of the gospel become all the more compelling. Turn the other cheek, give to anyone who begs, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Give, do good, be merciful, forgive, don't be judgy, don't condemn, love. Jesus and his gospel from a level place, inspiring level-headed followers of the Savior to so let our light shine. Thanks be to God.